gave up too many layups. First half, defense is terrible. You know, we weren't guarding the ball, we weren't helping each other, and you know, you make the breakers feel good and in a rhythm at home, it's, you know, mighty effort to come back. You know, and it's second half, we held them to 36 points, but the horse already bolted. You know, Webs are getting 17, get going in the first quarter, he'd absolutely smash Beal without a question. And you can't let your opponent get 17 points and a half. We've bled too much.
Was Sean fully fit or
no?
The weather or something?
No, he's been in bed the last 2 days. He hasn't practiced with the team.
Where's that leaving now, Trevor? A little bit of a tight spot, or are you pretty comfortable where you are?
I wouldn't say comfortable. It was comfortable 6 games ago. Look, we just got to get back home against Sydney on Sunday. we're in a battle, without a question. If we get there, we'll deserve it. If we don't get there, we don't deserve it.
I suppose at least the draw is favourable, being home for the last fight.
Yeah. Well, it's been unfavourable. You know, we're going through the toughest period. You really want to be your healthiest through that period, but, you know, the stars aligned and we weren't. Look, I was very happy with their effort. I thought Damo played the best game of the season. He led from the front. But very disappointed in our defence. We're not going to win too many games, giving up 90 points.
Damien, what's your feeling about the boys? Do you think you're far off? So that, you know, get a few bodies back, you can
find it? I think it's just inconsistency. You know, you play good defence at one end, but then you back it up with a turnover, a contested shot at the other end, and vice versa. We run an offensive set, get a good look, and then come down the other end and just, you know, give up a layup. In the first half, I'm not sure how many blow-bys and layups we gave up, but our one-on-one containment defense was horrible, and that was 1 through 5. And you let guys get confidence like the breakers, and they can really hurt you. And as Trevor mentioned, I thought Webster was terrific in that first half, and he really punished us. And then other guys just hurt us throughout the period, and they score in, you know, in quick blocks. You know, I think Jackson had about 6 or 8 quick points. Abercrombie was consistent the whole game. And you just can't allow that. You can't allow 5 or 6 guys get going. We did that tonight, in particular in the first half.
It's going to be, you're in a sort of different position. Normally you're locked in that battle for 1 or 2. Sort of batting it out for 3 or 4. Are you confident you guys can kind of come through then?
Yeah, I'm certainly confident we can still, you know, not only make the playoffs but go on and do something special. But in saying that, we're going to have to play our best basketball of the year going forward. You know, we've got all the excuses in the world, but the reality is we just haven't flat out played well enough for 40 minutes with the guys we've had out on the court. And as you said, we're returning home now. And if we're good enough to make the playoffs, we're going to have to earn it, because we still have, you know, Adelaide, New Zealand, Cairns, and then starting on Sunday against Sydney as well, and then Townsville. So it's not an easy run home regardless of where we're playing them. And if we can get some wins and get some form going in the playoffs, then we'll go in with some confidence.
Trevor, do you get Matt being on that?
Look, we're not sure. You know, we're scheduled first 6 weeks, so that's 2 more weeks away. So, yeah.
Missing the big fella?
Oh, without question. You know, especially, you know, you get another Tommy got in foul trouble. Sean was sick, so we had to play small ball, and you know, it wasn't to be. So we'll get back, we'll get healthy, and we've got to turn this thing around quickly.